You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
2% of people have been injured while trying to get busy. And one of the top injuries usually is men. Men get injured more. And so, but Derek says he thinks that women get injured more.
Well, like, have you ever been like, you know, you have a night of lovemaking and then maybe, I don't know, maybe you could try to go back the next night and she's like, it's a little, you know.
What you're saying is, yeah. So let's say it's, you know, there's a knife attack, right?
Okay.
Nobody's like, Nobody's like, oh no, the guy with the knife is all hurt.
I was more, true. Yeah. I was more going for just
more.
Like, it's like if you work out a lot and then the next day maybe you're sore, but yeah, also knife attack works.
I suppose.
You know what I mean? I think girls get more injured there. Now, every once in a while, a guy does do it, have an injury, but. It's okay. Got to be more common for the girls to get injured. I mean, it's not every day that a guy breaks his stuff.
We have heard a lot of those, though.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know anybody personally that has.
Real sore quick. Isn't the same as injured, though.
Well, it's, you know, there's a bit of an injury
down
there.
When you
work out,
you get sore, you don't get injured.
Yeah. It's still an injury. I'll accept that. Yeah. Yeah, just because, you know, you've been kind of an idiot today.
Right.
So I'm going to accept that and I'll
get what
Derek.
You're saying. It's not really, but it, to me, it'll sideline them maybe for a little bit because it was like, I don't know, you really roughed me up last night. And you're like, oh, sorry about that.
I thought they liked that.
They do, but sometimes they can't do it like every day like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's got to be like, you got to chill out sometimes.
I guess.
Every once in a while, you know, the 19-year-old comes back and you're just like, bah! You go crazy, right? Hammer. You go crazy. And then, but you can't do that every night.
They call that the surflex.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, honey. I just got a boost of testosterone.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Yeah.
I had a Mountain Dew and things got crazy.
And what the hell got into you? I had a Mountain Dew and got crazy.
Did you have a Mountain Dew again?
No.
So around 62% of people who have suffered an injury while getting busy. Back aches, you know, hurting your back. Pulling a muscle when you're trying to pretzeler. Also, snapping the wiener, breaking it. So who has had, that's why a lot of people just stick to vanilla tactics. They'll just do like role playing or something, scenarios. That type of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
For sure. It's what they're into.
But whatever you like.
Yeah, it's weird to me as well. But, you know.
Usually, the injuries happen. When you try to do something outside the norm.
No, injuries happen when girls climb up top.
That is true. Yes. That is the most dangerous position.
I don't know if there's ever been an injury where a guy was in control of the maneuvering going on, and he's like, oh, dang, I did it to myself.
Oh, I've done that.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's kind of like, you know, when you're the one, when you have the pole,
mm-hmm.
And you're fishing,
yes.
Right? You have control of the pole.
You do.
But when the fish jumps into the boat, you don't
have any
control.
Like, oh, the fish took over the pole. I don't know where it's going, man. It's all over the place. I can't control it. Just let it loose.
Yeah.
Let it loose. Cut the line.
So just real quick, I want to see if more men or more women. We have a theory. Me and Derek kind of in agreement here. I think maybe more women.
I just think that the male injuries are obviously more horrific. But
they're
I think
not
the girls
often.
Are more common.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You know, I'm not going to say that I got this one locked up. I'm not as confident as I have been in the past with other arguments.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
I do think girls are more likely to get injured though in the bedroom.
All right, Chris, you say no.
He thinks it's the guy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's
I literally only know
you
of
don't
like
know, do
here's
you?
Why. No,
the only person
why.
I know that's broken their thing is Dennis Rodman. And, like, obviously, I don't know him. I've just heard the stories. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, my buddy blah, blah, blah. Not that I'm aware of his broke his, you know, thing. I have no idea.
But a lot of girls have had pulled muscles.
Yeah.
Their bits down there.
Right.
You know, they're like, ooh, I had to take a break because.
Oh, man. You had, yeah. Girls are like, yeah, me walking bow-legged.
I'll go to, well, I'll let you give you some time to think, Chris, and then I'll go to Kevin real quick. Yeah. Kevin, what's up, Kevin?
I bully you.
So, have you had an injury, sir? Or did a girl have an injury? Kevin, do I got to say it like Home Alone
here?
Oh,
hey.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Billy?
Yeah, what's up, bud?
Oh. Hey, yeah, so.
You almost phoned alone me. That was a good joke, right?
So my.
You can't help it. You're a dad 24/7. The dad of you is just like phone rolling alone. Around. You can't help it, man. Can't help
it. You hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, all right. So my story is I came back from deployment, and, you know, the first night me and my wife got together. So just real quick, I was, I don't know if I can say this, but I was...
Yeah, giving her action.
Yeah, but I was uncircumcised.
Right. You were uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised. So we got busy real hard, you know, and
yeah.
It kind of ripped a little bit.
Isn't that they call that a pig in a blanket?
So, I think so.
I don't know, but so that's what happened, and I thought it was just like, you know, we were.
Oh my gosh!
She was like,
so did you have to go get circumcised like an emergency?
Yes, I did.
Damn. As an adult,
during the course, but during the moment, you know, I thought she was just like really into it. And
yeah,
it really,
yeah,
like,
yeah. No, okay, so. Do you have a scar like it's, you know, not but Frankenstein,
really...
but Frank and Wiener?
Hey, yeah, so that's my story.
Did you get stitches or anything?
Yeah.
No, they just circumcised me.
Oh.
At the age of like 20, I think I was like 28 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Do they wrap it like a mummy?
Afterwards, yeah, and
yeah.
It's the sight of it, and
I would have put some fake eyes on it.
Horrible.
mummy.
All
right, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
So
I couldn't imagine hurting my junk.
It's all dudes. Albert, you hurt yourself?
Yeah, man. It was freaking nuts. So. I was like,
well, yeah, we can hear you. That's why we're listening.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, it's because I'm as I'm like driving. So I was like 15 years old, and I was so I never had like the birds and the bees talk. Like I had no idea. I didn't know anything about anything. So I was living in Mexico at the time, and I started hooking up with this girl that was maybe like 25, more or less. And I was like, okay, well, how do you do this?
Yeah, that's it. All right. What's your injury,
okay,
sir?
Okay.
What's your injury? Did you hurt your weenie?
Yeah. Like
okay, so he hurt his weenie. That's mm-hmm. all. That's really
yeah.
all we need. All right. Dang. So that's two dudes, right?
Yeah, no girls, actually.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had one girl call.
Yeah.
You guys are tough.
No doubt. Good for you.
Mitch.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Well, it is. You know, how many times does the... The baseball glove get hurt.
Exactly.
It's always the bat.
What?
All right, so one time, once again, on deployment, we got a little R&R time and fell out of a shower, knocked my head pretty good.
Oh.
No stitches, but definitely had to hold a towel on it for a few hours.
Golly. All right, so that's three dudes and no women.
No women.
No women. No baseball gloves. All bats.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Eddie?
A lot of guys have hurt their junk.
Hello.
What's
hey,
up?
Madison,
oh, okay.
Good show.
Real.
They've got a good show. Billy Madison, good show.
All right, thank you.
Start off with my show real quick. My wife went in for surgery. She had a hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Hysterectomy, the doctor's sister on the inside. And
You couldn't wait, so you wanted to get back to that action right away, so you guys didn't wait long enough?
No. We did wait. Doctor says I had a stitcher on the inside.
Okay.
Here's these pills. This prescription's gonna.
Who got hurt? The man or the woman?
The inside.
Who got hurt?
The woman.
The woman.
Oh,
yeah, but
wow.
She had a hysterectomy.
Damn. God.
Yeah, that's... All right, so that's one woman. We're still losing, Derek.
Yep, yep. That's all right.
Let's go to David. Yes, David. Did you have an injury, sir?
Hey. Yes, sir. Hey, more of those. Yeah, so I was with my ex once, and we were hanging out at her house, and we were watching TV. We downed the back.
I mean, what else were you doing? Went to her house. We watched TV.
About 10 minutes later, she gave me a mouth hug.
Okay.
And
oh, no, no. Did she hurt you?
Uh-oh.
No, well, with the hot Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That is ratchet. Damn.
Ratchet.
I love girls who eat hot Cheetos.
No. Did you like the girl in, was it El Paso, where she went and she started feeding the monkeys the hot Cheetos?
Oh, yeah, the zoo.
She got arrested, and now she's not in law?
Mm-hmm. Well, she wasn't in law to begin with.
Oh, she's doing something.
She worked at, like, a law firm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They're acting like, she was a lawyer. Nah. No, she wasn't.
She answered phones.
She was a secretary.
Let's go to, wow.
I'm just saying, you can go be a secretary anywhere.
Yeah, she wasn't a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she didn't just cost herself.
Let's go to Johnny. Yes, Johnny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I had a serious injury one time, me and my boyfriend. I couldn't walk for a week.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. It's still male. It's all dudes.
No,
you
know, for sure.
Finally,
I've accepted the loss.
Kim.
Yes.
What's up, Kim?
You know, y'all haven't had many women call.
No, so no, not at all. It's a sausage fest.
No.
God! What?
Kim!
She said her...
Kim!
Her mitt.
Kimberly!
Kim, we can't talk like that.
I mean, you just went for
it. What? She did. She said that her baseball mitt got injured.
Bleeping injured.
God.
So injured that I couldn't walk for 2 days.
Wow. She couldn't walk for 2 days.
Took a hard pounding, you know.
I'm not even going to ask you how you got your good voice.
Hell no. I'm not even going to ask you how you got your voice. I'm not even going to ask you how you got your voice.
Think
like
we know.
Something happened. And then she got a new voice.
Some feller gave her that voice.
You're a little dick.
What?
I'm not even going to ask you how you got your voice. Damn. People have to hang up the phone and be like, what the was that?
What just happened?
What was that about?
I called
I don't want to take any more calls.
Not even going to ask me how I got my voice.
Nothing's going to get better than that.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe. No minimum balance requirements and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.